Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with the valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Deb Wolf hosting as always, but today I have a special treat. I get to share the load a little bit with Jill Sullivan. Now, you might remember her from last week. We had her on as a guest talking about Project Positive and kind of giving a dream makeover to different dog and cat shelters. So we've got her on today because she's got a new radio show coming out and she's going to co-host with me today. So welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you, Deb. I'm so glad I have you to show me the ropes. That's for sure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, like the way kittens learn from cats and dogs learn from dogs. Right. We'll just go through it together. It'll be a piece of cake by the end. So Jill's calling in from New Hampshire. And before we got on the air, I think we were all in agreement that we'd rather be in Florida. Our guest today, our first guest from Smart Silk, he's in Montreal. I bet it's already cold there. Is it cold there, Yair?
It's pleasantly chilly.
There he is. Oh, pleasantly chilly. What does that mean to a Montrealer?
It means it's sunny, but it's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a little cold. I'm spoiled out here in Vancouver. It's sunny, and it's lovely, and I don't know how we get away with this, how the rest of Canada doesn't move here. It's so beautiful here. But where are you? You're in New Hampshire, right, Jill?
I am in New Hampshire, yes. But we are about 68 degrees today.
Oh, nice. Oh, beautiful. That's almost like summertime. That's awesome. Oh, I'll take that.
Okay, that's right.
So you've been doing dream makeovers. Did you ever do a silk bed for a pet, Jill?
I haven't, but you know what? I think there's an awful lot of shelter animals that would love a silk bed.
How about it, Yair? What do you think? You think you could team up with her, maybe?
I'm sure they're going to love the silk beds. You know, it's tremendous for them, especially a lot of the rescue dogs. We've done some rescue projects in and around Montreal and in Toronto where we've given the products to them as donations, and it's worked wonders for them. It soothes them. You know, a lot of the rescue dogs have cuts on them and bruises and skin irritations, and this in our product just helps it heal that much faster.
That's sad to think about, but true. I mean, even sometimes when we get a pampered pooch that comes to our boarding kennel, sometimes they're a little frustrated or they don't know where they are, and they'll rub their face along the outside of the cage. And sometimes they can get really agitated, you know, especially when they're new. And if their family's maybe moving or divorcing or there's some kind of thing going on. And a lot of these homeless pets, that's exactly what's going on. So I guess it's really, really comforting. Why silk, Yair? What's the deal with silk? Why silk for dogs and cats? Yeah.
Silk has tremendous therapeutic properties. And what it does, because it's a clean and natural fiber, it doesn't allow any dust mites, any allergens to sit on the product. And therefore, it's constantly breathing. And as you know, air helps to heal a lot of skin irritations, a lot of skin bruises. So when your pet is sleeping on a synthetic fiber, it doesn't allow the air to circulate, and therefore the sores or any irritation they might have on their skin isn't getting the air and oxygen that it needs to heal. Once they're sleeping on silk, they're getting a lot of health benefits from the actual fibers. Silk gives off, it has enzymes in it, and it helps to regenerate the skin and keep it moist so it doesn't dry and get flaky.
What happens if someone buys this bed and it's lovely? I mean, I've seen the pictures. But what happens if the dog has an accident? You know, pees.
It's totally washable.
Oh, it is? The whole thing?
Oh, they're totally washable.
Like not dry clean at home?
No, dry cleaning. You take it, you unzip the sides, you take out the bolsters, you take the outer shell, you put it in the washing machine, you wash it, you dry it, you put it back on again. If you have to wash the bolsters as well, you'll wash the bolsters as well. But the product is made with the cotton outer shell. It has a silk lining, and then underneath the silk lining, there's what we call, it's sort of a non-woven fabric that's somewhat water resistant. It's not 100%, but if the dog has an accident on it, definitely take it off, wash it, and put it right back on again. And the beauty of silk is it doesn't take on any odors. So there'll be no odor.
No stinky dog bed corridor to walk through in my house to go by my five dogs and their dog beds. And no matter how many times I spray it, it's like, oh, is there a skunk that lives
here? Our Maggie has about four of the beds. We have one or two in the office because she comes to work with us every day. And we have a couple at the house.
Nice.
And we have a couple at the house, and it never takes on them. You can't walk. You can walk by, and you do not smell that there was a dog anywhere near there.
Well, I've always kind of been a little bit bothered. I don't know if Jill agrees with me, but by the idea of all of these loose foamy pieces. And then what if the dog urinates? They never wash the inside. They just pull out this liner of foam, and so it's still there, right?
Yeah,
what do you think,
sure,
Jill? I mean, you've got dogs, right? What do you think?
Well, you know what I keep thinking? I'm like, it's so luxurious, but it's so durable. I think that's what sets it apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. I really like that idea. My dogs absolutely love their beds, but they're labs, and they make them stinky. But to be able to have something that's so durable but soft and luxurious for them is really – I love it. I think it's a great idea.
But I will tell you that the pet bed does not take on an odor at all. If your dog lies in it for a week, a month, when it comes up, because it constantly breathes and because it doesn't take on any body odor of any kind, as the air goes through it, it takes whatever odor there may be and exacerbates it into the air. So you really don't have to worry about it.
That's so
nice. There's no lingering odor.
You know, I can think of so many applications here. I've got a golden retriever who lives in the pond, and I don't want to overbathe her. She gets too many baths as it is. She gets rinsed off too much as it is. But I wouldn't prevent her from going in the pond. On the other hand, I don't really appreciate her fragrance. You know, I really don't. I really, but like, it's this musky sort of, you know, I'm sure dogs love it. She must smell like Chanel No. 5 to the other dogs, but not to me. So I like this idea.
Yeah.
How are you selling them? Is it online? Is that how people
we're
can
selling
do
it? We're selling it primarily online. We have a few boutiques in the United States, one there, a couple in Florida, a few in Montreal, that actually sell it, but primarily we're online. We have a Facebook page that we can be reached on.
And can you give that out?
We currently actually have a sale going on at 25% off everything in our Smart Silk online shop, which carries all of our paws and silk products, as well as our fabulous bedding for mothers of the pets and fathers of the pets, the brothers and sisters.
Oh, human stuff, huh?
Human
cool.
stuff.
Okay, yeah, so we only have 1 minute left, so we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with another guest, and my co-host Jill Sullivan is going to ask a whole lot of questions of our next guest, because I've talked to the goo guy, but I don't know if Jill ever has. So we'll talk about that. Oh, you're in for a very good experience. You'll see in a minute what I'm talking about. So, Yair, can you give out your contact website so people can order it?
Absolutely. We're available on www.smartsilk.com. They can go onto our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/pawsandsilk. You can Twitter us at pawsandsilk or a toll-free number, which is 877-678-7455 or at smartsilk.com.
Thank you so much for coming again, Yair.
Thank
it was
you
a
so
pleasure
much for
having
us
you.
Again. You have a great day and enjoy.
Okay,
nice
enjoy that sunshine.
And good
all
luck
right,
on
everybody.
Your new show, Jill.
Thank you so much. Great
Thank
product.
You. Take
Stay
care.
Stay tuned,
you.
Everybody. We'll be back with more on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Hello! Welcome to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Deb Wolf, your host, and with me today, I think for the first time ever co-hosting, is Jill Sullivan. And Jill, we're about to welcome to the show the Goo Guy. And I guess I kind of cut you off because you were talking to him before the audience could hear all about what your Project Positive is all about and what your new radio show is all about. And I wanted you to save it so my listeners could hear what you two were talking about. So welcome to the show, Stephen. I hope you're having a good morning.
Welcome. And it's a time to talk about our furry companion animals.
Yes. Well, Stephen has Healthy Goo, which helps the stomach, digestive system of dogs, skin, coat, all kinds of things. And he'll be telling us all about the goo in a moment. But before we get to that, Jill, I really would like our audience to know more about you and Positive, Project Positive, and your new thing, Think Positive Radio Hour. So please continue with what you were saying so everybody can hear.
Okay, absolutely. So there's two parts to sort of the reason why I'm here. The first one is that we have a foundation called the Project Positive Foundation. We're a nonprofit, and we are like extreme home makeover / Habitat for Humanity for animal shelters. So we go into shelters that a lot of them are actually on the verge of collapse, closure, and we go in, we raise the money, we involve the community, and we rehab and renovate these animal rescues in order for them to continue saving animals in need. So that's the first thing that we do, which we're very, very, very proud of. We're small, but we've been doing for the last 3 months, we've been doing a renovation every single month. In a couple of weeks, we're heading up to York, Maine to renovate a wildlife center. Before the snow collapse a roof on its raptor cage. So we're very excited about that. The second part about it, which I'm really happy to announce, is that I will be starting a radio show called Think Positive Radio Hour with different teammates will be joining me at different times. We're going to be talking about everything about pets, everything positive about pets, everything exciting about pets, just nice. Anything that my viewers want to talk about. I am so excited about it. And Deb, I can't thank you enough for kind of easing me into this hosting gig. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you'll do great. You'll do great. And you know, the guests are so interesting. You just have to ask what comes to your mind. It's probably what the audience is thinking anyway. So let's start talking about Healthy Goo. And since you've never heard about it, Jill, what do you want to ask Stephen about Healthy Goo?
Well, what's so interesting about it is, first of all, the name I just absolutely love. And I know Deb does too. She was telling me that she always tries to have a lot of goo words to bring up in sentences. So I think that's so funny. But goo is interesting because I think that it affects a ton of pets. We're talking about itching, scratching, biting, gunky eyes, gunky ears, all of the things that plague our pets. We're talking about allergies. And, you know, what I want to know is what causes that, Stephen, and how does your product, how is it going to help our pets?
Well, again, thank you, Jill, and thank you, Deb, for the opportunity to talk goo with you and your pet parents. As many of us two-legged animals know, it's allergy season. Fall allergy season typically starts with ragweed, but then once ragweed dissipates, then it's on to our mold allergies. And with our goo, doggy goo specifically, our dogs, 85% of our dogs, itchy, bitey, scratchy, paw chewing, are allergic to the same pollen, dust, mite, and molds that we suffer from.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing the similarities.
You know, also, I mean, in human medicine, I know they say that a huge part of our immune system is our digestive tract. And if so, if you're having troubles with something, stress, illness, allergies, anything like that, it's the digestion you have to treat, which is so difficult for us to get around, because if our symptoms are itchy eyes and nose, it doesn't occur to us that, oh, we need to eat more yogurt. You know, like it just doesn't make sense to us, but really it does. And I'm sure it's the same for animals, right, Steve?
Well, very much so. With Healthy Goo, as our company and our medical director, Dr. Kristen Holm, who's a veterinary dermatologist, we're big on the gut here. So our goo, which is the best goo-licious peanut butter that money can buy for humans, we use peanut butter to bring our active ingredients into our dogs. And speaking to goo gut health, we have a very goo gut rescue, industrial strength, if you will, pre- and probiotic blend that builds and rescues the animal's gut from pathogenically dominated bad bug gut dominance, which typically very often follows an antibiotic protocol. But as a general rule, 70% of our immune system, our dog's immune system, resides in the gut. And if the gut is dominated by bad bugs caused by bad diet, medical protocols, etc., that's not a good foundation for our dog's health to begin.
And Stephen, too, are we saying that allergies are actually related to the immune system? I think that's something that not a whole lot of us understand. Is there really a relationship between the two?
The best way to think about allergies is that it's a miswiring in our immune system. By that I mean is that these harmless pollen, dust mites, and molds that typically don't bother many of us humans or our canine friends are seen as harmful by the miswired immune system. And with the miswiring, when the presence of the pollen, mites, and molds do appear, it triggers the immune response. And in humans, of course, that's sneezy, itchy eyes and such. But in our dogs, it's all about skin, itch, itch, itch.
And so how is this treated? Because I know, or how is doggy goo different from the steroids, different from the Benadryls, all the stuff that we're continuously giving our pets that's not treating the problem, it's just simply suppressing it?
You said it very, very correctly. While pharma does have a role to play, it is typically and should be used as a short-term itch relief measure. And these heavy pharmas essentially fool the body into believing there's not a problem. They suppress the immune system. But the unfortunate part of the heavy pharmas is that they achieve the itch suppression by suppressing the entire immune system of the animal. And then you introduce allergies to the equation, which are typically itchy to the point of open wounds, which become infected because the animal's immune system is suppressed. That now introduces antibiotics to the picture, and that
makes it even worse. Yeah, that just depletes the stomach altogether,
exactly.
All the digestive good stuff. You know what? We've run out of time again, Stephen. It always happens to us. So I'm guessing you'll have to continue this on Jill's show sometime later. But for now, before we run out of time and go to commercial break, can you tell them how to get the goo?
You can find our Goo family of products on healthygoo.com. That's healthygoo, G-O-O.com. And we're more than happy to answer any questions that our pet parents have regarding our Goo family.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. I'll keep Jill here co-hosting, and we'll be back next with Dr. Carol. I want to ask her what she thinks of the cat bib. Oh, yeah, the cat bib. All right, stay tuned.
And anytime you're near.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Radio. It's feeling like the morning drive here. We got Dr. Carol in, and we got Jill Sullivan, Dr. Carol.
Hey, Dr. Carol.
So Jill, I've interviewed her before, Dr. Carol, about Project Positive, which is where they go in and they do a makeover and they make something very beautiful and functional out of something that's decrepit and needs it badly. And it's the makeover edition for pet shelters. So I know you're going to want to say hi again. So that's who Jill is. And she's got a new radio show coming up too, Dr. Carol.
Oh, cool. So now what? It's called Project what?
Project Positive, like a paw, P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E. And we are like extreme home makeover, but for animal shelters in need.
Hey, if it's positive, I'm all for it.
Oh, great. I knew you'd love it.
Then you'll like her new show, Think Positive Radio Hour on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Jill's from New Hampshire. And I believe, Dr. Carol, you're Ohio, right?
I am an Ohioan. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're covering North America here because I'm up in Vancouver where the sun is shining. It's not raining today for a brief time only, I think. So, Dr. Carol, we talked with that cat last week, remember? The anal sac cat?
Oh, yes. We had all kinds of anal and penile issues last week.
Yes, we had a little problem. Today, I was watching that medical show on TV, The Doctors, and they had a bulldog on, and they were actually about to show the draining of the anal sacs, and they cut away to commercial, thank God.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you missed that.
Yeah, well, I heard from the cat owner that called us last time from the bus stop, and he says the cat is still screaming a little bit, the kitten, but much, 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 much less. And the poops right. seemed to be pretty good, not as hard. They were sort of like rocks before. So I think he did the vegetables. He added more water to the food, and it seems to be working. So there well, you go.
That's fabulous. Here's a little tip. A lot of vets will send you home with a little bit of lactulose. Nothing wrong with lactulose. It's perfectly fine to help with these animals that are constipated. But be careful not to use too much, because a creation of excessive abdominal gas is one of the side effects, and that makes pets pretty crampy too. So again, it's always about finding that, you know, happy medium.
Well, pumpkin seemed to have done the trick for him, and that's what they suggested on the doctors today. I was watching thinking, wow, you guys could upgrade and get Dr. Carol to tell you that information.
That's exactly. In addition to the pumpkin, you could throw in some of those fresh veggies.
There you go. I'm not sure he's going to be able to get his cat to eat fresh vegetables. Maybe all mushed up in wet cat food. Is that what you mean?
Actually, no. Finally, grated little fresh zucchini is a big favorite for cats, just like little alfalfa sprouts or white asparagus tips. Cats like all kinds of things, but you have to introduce them to these things so they can decide what their taste buds seem to say.
Do you remember a while back I told you about how strange it was that one of my cats seemed to want the cantaloupe, the seed part and the center part, and he kept like making this awful face, and then he'd lick it, and then he'd make this awful face, and I said, "What is he doing?" And you said he's getting used to it. He loves cantaloupe now. You
well, sure.
were so right on that.
Yeah,
he's getting used to it. That's so crazy.
It's sweet, sugary, and yummy. So if you want to make your pet a little treat for Halloween, let's say, make him a bowl of cantaloupe or watermelon or any of those kind of things in moderation are wonderful. And again, it's just taking the time to play with your pet, be it a dog or a cat, to see what they might like and what they might not like.
Jill has labs. I think that's right, isn't it, Jill? Your own
Dr.
dog?
Carol, I have a lab that will eat anything and everything. I'm talking down to their... Of course, I'm in New Hampshire, lots of apples on the ground, lots of apple orchards. Mm.
Oh, sure.
A rotten apple on the ground. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I ask how old this dog is?
He's 10.
He's Aww. 10 years old. And what does he do all day?
Well, I walk him. He comes to the office with me. I mean, he's outside, inside. I try to keep him occupied all the time.
He dreams of apples. That's what he does all day. He dreams of apples.
Do you give him a balanced daily comprehensive vitamin mineral supplement to help him with his bodily functions as he ages, since he's, you know, equivalent to about a 75-year-old person?
I do. Oh, there he is. He says he would like that.
Well, and that's probably exactly what he's trying to tell you by eating all those crazy things, including the rotten apples. So
oh, really?
remember, folks, that as pets age, it's not that dissimilar to you and I. As people age, our bodies naturally make lesser amounts of digestive enzymes and vital nutrients that we need. For example, have you ever noticed that as a pet ages, or as you and I age, stomach issues and gas and indigestion start to become more and more common?
Wow. You know
Are
what?
Are you saying old people smell bad? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm definitely not insulting anyone's odor, but what I am saying is, if you think about it in yourself as well as your pets, as you age, digestive disturbances, stuff that doesn't agree with you, it gives you bellyache, gas, diarrhea, whatever it might be, it becomes more and more common. And that's because the body naturally produces less digestive enzymes as we increase in age. So remember, Jill, at age 7, your pet is considered a senior citizen. And it's especially critical, even if you don't start until 10, to supplement your pet's body with all the elements that he or she needs, so that, like in this case, your dog doesn't spend most of his time looking around for rotten apples.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if the dog always did this, even when it was a young dog? What if it's just the kind of dog that has kind of insatiable appetite, should have that bumper sticker, "I'd rather be eating"? You know, what if it's that, right? He doesn't have worms. Because some labs and goldens tend to be like that. Some of the scent hounds, too. They'll just beagles. They'll just eat anything, won't they? sometimes?
Absolutely. And again, you have to think about it just like, just as if it were your own child. Dogs and kids are so similar. Boredom, nothing to do, and behavior. So remember that although you may be occupied at your office, Jill, or Deb, your pet may be sitting there watching you work, but think about sitting there watching your folks work all day. Let's face it, it's boring after a couple of minutes.
Right.
And you're still looking for something to do.
True.
So a loving companion animal, you're still bored out of your mind. So in your dog's case, he's chosen rotten apples. But again, proper nutrition, you know, you are what you eat is so critical. You know, so look around. There's a supplement called PAWS, P-A-A-W-S, Balanced Comprehensive of USA made. You know, you want a supplement that's got all your essential vitamins, vitamins A, C, and E, your full B complex, not brewer's yeast, colostrum, your digestive enzymes, glucosamine, and mobility. So there's all kinds of things in addition to minerals and essential omega-3 fatty acids that we all need, dogs, cats, and humans. And the older we get, the more that we need them, because it's just sort of the aging clock that the good Lord set in all of us. We hit a certain point in life, and everything in our body, the vitamins, the hormones, the minerals, the antioxidants, they all naturally decline in production as our bodies get ready for the next phase of life. And truthfully, the way most genetic clocks are set is to make the body peak at the time of procreation or reproduction. And once that age has passed, everything starts to dwindle.
Oh, Dr. Carol, we're going to go to break on that downer. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you're all dwindling. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about something happier. We're probably going to make fun of the cat bib. I don't know. Maybe Dr. Carol thinks it's a great invention. We'll talk about that soon. And we've still got Jill Sullivan hanging in there. Think Positive Radio Hour is her new show, and Project Positive is her shelter makeover. And that just sounds so cool. What a good place to do a makeover for. I would never watch those makeover shows, but I would watch a shelter makeover. Okay, everybody, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf. And right off the bat, when we come back, I'm asking you about the cat bib, Dr. Carol. So stay tuned, everyone.
I'm your doggy, and I love you.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And with me is my co-host for the day, Jill Sullivan. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Dad.
And we've got Dr. Carol talking to us right now. Hi, Dr. Carol.
Well, hello indeed.
Yes. Yeah, so the cat bib. Have you seen it? Have you heard about it? Both of you. Has anybody seen this thing?
I haven't seen it and I haven't heard about it, but I sure want to.
How about you, Jill?
I have not, but I'm intrigued, Deb. Intrigued.
I saw it on TV. It was a news program and they were showing this thing. And I actually thought I was watching, you know, like SNL or something. I thought, oh, that can't be real. Give me a break. But seriously, they have come out with this bib. It's shaped like a bib. It looks like a bib, a lot like a baby bib, only it's sort of rigid, semi-rigid plastic. And supposedly you stick this on your cat and your cat cannot kill anything. Can't kill birds, supposedly. But I'm looking at this thing on the cat thinking, 15 seconds maximum, my cat's out of that. Like, there's no way it's going to stay on. So I want you both, before we talk on air next time, Dr. Carol, can you Google it or something? See if you can find the cat bib and let me know what you think. You think this thing's going to work? Is this going to save the bird population? Or is it going to protect the rodents? Oh, no.
I think that the cats would just be thinking about retaliation.
Yes, thinking about retaliation.
It looks horrible. It's like no self-respecting cat would leave that thing on for more than a nanosecond.
I think it sounds like a cute little gimmick that we'll have to investigate for our messy kitty eaters.
Yeah, messy kitty eaters. Exactly. No, it prevents them from killing stuff, supposedly, but I can't see it. Okay, so one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Carol. What do you guys think about this one? This is in the news. There's an area of town here that is making it twice as expensive to license dogs of certain breeds. And also the first offense, if there is one with those dogs, like any offense, off leash or any type of thing, doesn't have to be aggressive, is $500 for those people with those dogs. Is that crazy? Is that workable? Is it better than a breed ban where you can't have them at all? What do you think?
Wait, it's a $500 penalty if you own a certain breed of dog?
Yeah, like another, if I have a dog that's not on the list and he violates a law that's a $50 fine, he gets $50 or a $100 fine if I lose him and I have to reclaim him. Whatever the normal price is doesn't apply for this list of breeds. You know, the usual guys, right? The Rotties, the Pitbulls, that's the list. So they're saying, instead of saying no Pitbulls, no Rotties, they're saying, okay, you Pitbull lovers, you always argue your dogs are well-behaved. Well, then you won't mind. We're going to charge you twice as much every year. And if anything ever happens at all, off leash, et cetera, $500.
All right. Well, let me give you the skinny on that.
Yeah.
We've got this thing. It came out on August the 26th of this year about President Obama, who, as we all know, is a dog lover. And he came out formally against breed specific legislation. You know, pit bulls, Rotties, you know, that kind of thing. He's not supporting it.
Nice.
Consequently, the way that the pet industry has retaliated is by these fines to purchase a certain breed, as you have so wisely brought to everyone's attention. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think, Jill, from your end of things, fixing up all these shelters, I'm guessing you see a lot of pit bulls and Rotties, a lot of dogs that get abandoned just because they happen to be the wrong breed.
Yeah, we call them the bully breeds.
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot of sweet, sweet dogs that that are getting a bad rap for sure.
Yeah. So, oh, that's a sad topic. Okay, well, you know what I want to talk about? I want, Jill, can you give us, me and Dr. Carol, one of your stories of a shelter that was really in bad shape and then what happened, where it was, and give us a good one, a real dramatic.
Ooh, which one should I talk about? We could do, would you rather do horses, would you rather do wolves, or would you rather do dogs and cats?
Oh, gee, all of the above. What about you, Dr. Carol? I'll let you pick, Dr. Carol.
Hey, whatever you want to tell us about, Jill, we are right here as pet-loving listeners.
Okay, let's go with dogs and cats. That's
dogs and cats. Okay.
Even though I want to hear about the other ones too off air later.
Okay, so there was a rescue that we helped. It was a year ago, actually, this past September. And they, the week before we called, because we had heard so many wonderful things about this shelter, the week before we actually called them, usually everyone applies to us, we called them. The week before, they were talking about having to close their doors. We went in there with our sponsor, Pet Life, and we did so many upgrades. It propelled them. We got and the media got involved, that it just became a snowball effect. We went in, we did doors, walls, windows. After that, there is a whole movement. This place has just gotten a complete overhaul, and it's absolutely thriving now. So it's amazing what a small group of people can actually do and actually motivate. They called to tell us that we helped them to stay open. So since that time, they adopt about they rescue about 1,200 animals a year. So we're thinking, you know, that's about 1,200 animals that we were able to help to keep that particular rescue open. So that was probably, you know, that's a really nice story. But geez, I mean, we've helped everyone from wolves to, you know, we're going to be helping raptors in a couple of weeks and horses, just the whole gamut. And I think every single rescue that we help has a very special story and a lot of amazing volunteers that are just, you know, doing everything they can to help these shelters. But they just, the money's not coming in, the buildings are falling apart, and these people are scared as heck that the places aren't going to be able to stay open.
Yeah, sometimes it's really sad because they take more pets than they should. And, you know, they don't want to put down good pets, but they don't have the space and the crowding. It's just, it's distressful to go visit them, really. It's distressing, wouldn't you say?
It is, but, you know, when you go to these places and you see how hard they're working and you see the outcome of what you've done, I mean, we've built an entire cat sanctuary as well to make more room and get more adoptions. I mean, we truly believe that our renovations help to reduce stress on the animals that are there and therefore make them more adoptable. So it's sad when we go in, but leaving, you have a whole new sense of purpose and you're really excited about those, the animals' future and the rescue's future. A lot of shelters they're thought of as dreary and dark, but it's, some of them are just, they're just a wonderful place and they just need help. And that's what we're there to do.
Well, everybody, you've been listening to Jill Sullivan, and she's from, as of now, Think Positive Radio Hour. So if you've been enjoying what you've been hearing, you can check her out at Think Positive Radio Hour. Dr. Carol, would you like to give us your contact information before we run out of time? Because I want to make sure it goes on the air. How they can reach Dr. Carol if you want online advice or a consult, or you just want to ask her a question.
Well, you can give us a call. We welcome pet health questions and offer pet health consultations for dogs and cats. Our toll-free phone is 1-866-DR-CAROL, which is 866-372-2765. You can also visit us online at carolonpets.com.
So that's it, ladies. We are running out of time. We only have a minute left. I have to say goodbye. I'm so sad.
I had the best time.
Oh, it's been great talking to you. Everybody, tune into our new show, Think Positive Radio Hour with Jill Sullivan. And Dr. Carol, will you join me next week? You've got to ask me. I need you to ask me. Remind me to talk about riding pants, okay?
Well,
next week.
We'll talk about riding pants, and I'm going to tell you about the new obesity vaccine for dogs and cats.
Ooh!
Oh, no. That's that right.
You don't have to hold your appetite anymore to keep your weight. You just take a shot.
Really? Really? That can't be true.
That's what you're going to find out next week. So stay tuned.
Oh, boy. I wonder if they're going to apply it to people. Well, all right. We'll tune in next time. Until then, everybody, be good to your animals. From Deb Wolf at Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And anytime you're